This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Dave Brown, and this is a podcast version of AMI's Morning Show, Now with Dave Brown. Catch the live broadcasts weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern on AMI Audio and AMI TV. Welcome back. It's Now with Dave Brown on AMI Audio and AMI TV. Karen McGee is here for the Central Regional Reports. Karen is a content development specialist for AMI and joins us from Morrisburg, Ontario. Hey, good morning, Karen.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
I'm well, Karen. We're a little tight for time here, but I want to give you 30 seconds to a minute on Weird Al Yankovic because you texted me in the middle of the last segment being like, don't forget about the Yoda song. Don't forget about the Yoda song.
Well, I only texted you once. I wasn't yelling. There was no all caps.
Oh, I could tell, though. I could tell.
I know, because that song, it's the Kinks' Lola, only it's Yoda. And quite frankly, I've made sure all my nieces and nephews know this song. My stepchildren know this song. It is a car singing song. And when Lola comes on the radio, I sing Yoda. I sing the words instead.
Yeah, that's how I feel when Gangster's Paradise comes on now. I definitely start singing Amish Paradise as we work our way through. Karen, you've got a couple CNIB stories here for us today. We mentioned this with John Rafferty when he was on the show yesterday, but they've launched a great TV campaign right now with handsome Ben Mulrooney holding a bunch of cute puppies, but they're looking for volunteers to do some puppy raising. So what are they looking for?
Yeah, so the Toronto Star recently featured a puppy raiser, Jeff Barr, which is what kind of made me curious about looking more into the program. And I know how you feel about puppies too, Dave.
Oh, my gosh.
I thought this would be perfect for you.
Oh, my gosh.
So I know, you and I both. As a puppy raiser, you foster the puppies from the age of 8 weeks until they're between 12 and 16 months old. And some things they're looking for, you want to have a safe home. You need to socialize the puppies by taking them to various environments. So, you know, you need to make sure you can bring the puppy to your office with you. It goes everywhere with you like a guide dog would. In Jeff's case, he took the puppy, Kayla, to supermarkets, malls, coffee shops, the hospital, the dentist, the TTC, and she even follows him into the bathroom. You become the puppy's full-time companion and the handler. And at the start, the puppies are really cute and fuzzy and all sorts of fun and all sorts of energy, but they do grow into full-size Labrador retrievers and golden retrievers. These are not small dogs. So it's important that you are relaxed and comfortable with dogs and that you have some experience with them and are confident around dogs because they need that sort of strong alpha energy around them. But oh my gosh, would that be the cutest thing ever?
Yeah, I love puppies, but I'd be terrible at training an actual guide dog. I would spoil the thing and I would ruin the thing and the dog would fail and then I'd be a bad member of the blind and low vision community. But Karen, for people who would be competent and good at this, how do they volunteer?
So the CNIB website, that's CNIB.ca, has all the information. Jeff from the article said the hardest thing about doing it is giving the puppy up. But you know going into it, you're going to be giving this puppy up. So it's something to keep in mind if you think you're going to have a hard time doing it. It's a 24/7, 365-day-a-year commitment. So it's not something to go into lightly. But I can imagine it can be very rewarding. And Dave, I think you would be really good at it. I do.
Yeah, well, I'm very good at snuggling puppies, as we found out once at Lake Joe, where we did a couple remote broadcasts. And Karen, I know things have been tricky with COVID-19 and they remain a bit tricky with COVID-19, but there is possibly some hope here for the summer of 2022 at CNIB Lake Joe.
So they're hoping to go back to some more regular programming. And by the way, that was a great segue master Dave Brown. For people who don't know, Lake Joe is located in Muskoka, Ontario. It's a couple hours north of Toronto. It's a beautiful place. You and I are very touched by when we go up there. I think we really enjoy it. Water activities, crafts, campfires, anything you can think of related to summer camp and more you can do there. They've got a climbing wall. They've got a new soccer pitch as well. So there's some new programs they've added. There's a sports one where you can focus on blind hockey, soccer or sailing. There's one called Score Scholars, which is for grades 12, 11, and first year post-secondary. And it's a two-week program that's going to be a week in Toronto and a week at Lake Joe. And basically, they're looking to help youth build independence, some pre-vocational skills, and some leadership development programs there. And the other one is Writing with Feeling, a Braille Writer's Retreat. And this is for age 6 to 19. If you love writing, this is for you. Participants will meet with other young writers with sight loss from across Canada, and they'll get tips and feedback from professional writers. And what I really love about this one, it's one participant will be chosen to be the CNIB Lake Joe's first young writer in residence.
Ooh.
So they're going to have a writer in residence. Isn't that awesome?
The poet laureate of Lake Joe.
I love it.
Karen, how can people find some more information on these ones? Because as you mentioned, there's a bunch of different programs. We know the CNIB tries to roll out a whole whack of different programs for different age groups and demographics over the summer. Where can people go to find more?
So I'm going to direct you to the CNIB website again, but if you go cnib.ca/Lake Joe, you can find out all the information there. They tend to fill up quickly, so get registered as soon as you can. Some of the camps have prerequisites that you need to look into as well. They're still going to offer virtual get-togethers as well, it looks like, during the summer and happening right now, so you can keep connected with the Lake Joe family and sort of keep that camp spirit going.
Karen, I think the last time you and I did a remote out at Lake Joe was the summer of 2018. I know 4 years ago actually is, in theory, a million years ago, but doesn't it feel like maybe it's even longer to go to one of these beer and clam bake events?
I would give anything to go to anything right about now. But going to Lake Joe was really special, and I can't believe it's been 4 years. We really need to do that again.
Yeah, we really
do. Let's talk to Andy. Let's get on Andy Frank about that one.
I'll make someone drive me to Ottawa so that we can drive all the way back to Lake Joe together just so we can have our road trip fun.
Just so you can stop for ice cream.
And Golden Griddle. I have all kinds of demands as a road trip partner.
You are very high maintenance as a road trip person, I know.
Very much so.
I don't mind.
Karen, we need to stay at a hotel next to a McDonald's so I can get my regular my regular needs met on the regular. Karen, thank you for this. Before we let you go, we've got about 30 seconds here. Your level of actual interest in a Weird Al Yankovic biopic.
Okay, I have a problem with biopics when the person is involved as a producer.
Yes.
That's just me. I'm excited about it, but it could be problematic.
Yeah, that's how I felt about the movie King Richard, about the Williams sisters' father. It was produced by the Williams family, and I'm like, okay, this might be, and I've heard it's very good, and I hear Will Smith was excellent in it, but, you know, come on, man, like, let's get a little bit of independence here. Yeah, it's like the story
I would tell of my life is very different than the story that you would tell of my life.
Yeah, although I would tell a very nice story about you, Karen. Karen, thank you for this. Have a nice day.
You too, my friend.
You've been listening to Now with Dave Brown. Hit the subscribe button on any podcast platform and leave us a rating and a review.
This was an AMI podcast. For more accessible media, visit AMI.ca.